Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's program. Have you ever seen a time in which people are more upset with one another, blaming and pointing fingers, with chaos and confusion reigning supreme over the face of the earth and among the sons of men? It reminds me of one of the Hank Williams Jr. songs. Some of the lyrics go like this: unions against the workers, working against their will, the president is against the Congress, the Senate is against the House, people are against politicians. He goes on to say he's against cats in the house. The city's against the county's against the state is against the government, and the highways still ain't paved. The banker's against the farmer's against the wall, doctor's against me smoking, and the devil is against us all. And so he is. That's perhaps the truest words in the lyrics, that the devil is against us all. He goes on to say, but he's for love and he's for happiness. I'm for turning off the tube, turning down the lights. Hey, I'm for love, and I'm all for happiness, and I'm for not looking for something to make us mad. I'm all for turning off the music, turning down the lights, and I'm for nothing else but you and me tonight. Yes, he says, turn off the tube. I'm not looking for anything that makes me mad. It seems that everyone is ready to fly into a rage. Virtually every form of so-called entertainment pits one side against another. The so-called news channels of the land have devolved into a montage of quick file footage of various events ranging from the weather to war, with the anchor talking over the videos while the news ticker's running at the bottom of the screen giving you, quote, the real news of the day. Yes, the order of the day is chaos and confusion. It is difficult to know what to think. One day, the research says that people who are a bit overweight may live longer than those who are thin. The next day, the research says that even being a little overweight can be fatal. Apparently, most people don't realize that most research projects are funded by mega corporations, oftentimes pharmaceutical companies, and various foundations, all of which have their own agendas. And the number one agenda today is making more money to pour into the coffers of the corporation. People are angry and upset, and they're taking out their rage on one another. The news channels invite guests with opposing viewpoints to debate the issues of the day. The debate usually turns into a shouting match with reason and common sense muted by raw emotion. The only thing that is achieved in these exchanges is the fact that each side goes away more entrenched in his own view and more angry at his opponent. Witness what happened this weekend with the interview by Chris Wallace of Fox News with Bill Clinton. Wallace asked him, why didn't he do more to prevent future terrorist attacks taking place in the U.S.? And why didn't he do more to capture Osama bin Laden? Clinton became purple-faced and flushed with anger, and he shook his finger at Wallace, stating that he had a plan and did everything he could to kill bin Laden, and that is more than what the Bush administration did in the 8 months leading up to 9/11. The political fallout from this exchange has filled the airways this week. Political pundits are stating that Clinton was showing the Democrats that they can fight back, that they don't have to take it lying down. Clinton's office was flooded with congratulatory messages for taking a stand. On the other hand, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice stated that many of Clinton's assertions about his efforts to fight terrorism were flat-out false. One cannot help but shake their heads at the political turmoil that grips our nation at this time. Politicians will spare no mud in their attempts to smear their opponents and try to make him look like the son of Satan. Perhaps our leaders have never listened to the old Western song, Home on the Range, Home, Home on the Range, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Our people seldom hear encouraging words and seldom give encouraging words to one another, and the skies grow more murky every day. The chaos, confusion, malice, anger, and hatred extant on the face of the earth today is manifested virtually in all of our political, economic, social, and religious activities. The institutions that should unite us only serve to divide us. Take, for example, the Pope's quote of 14th century Byzantine Emperor Manuel II Palaiologos, who said, and the Pope quoted, Manuel II. Manuel II said, "Show me just what Muhammad brought that was new, and there you will find things only evil and inhuman, such as his command to spread by the sword the faith he preached." Muslims responded by burning 5 Christian churches, shooting a nun in the back in cold blood, conducting violent demonstrations, and burning the Pope in effigy. The Pope issued a clarification indicating that he didn't mean to insult any Muslim, but that clarification wasn't enough to stem the tide of protest that is continuing. Whether the emperor's assertion is true begs the question of why would the Pope choose to quote the emperor if he did not intend to insult the Islamic world? Not that I am an apologist for the Pope, but the Pope did go on to say, quote, "Violence is an incompatible with the nature of God and the nature of the soul." Then he further quoted the Byzantine emperor, Milan II, quote, "From Milan II, God is not pleased by blood, and not acting reasonably is contrary to God's nature. Faith is born of the soul, not the body. Whoever would lead someone to faith needs the ability to speak well and to reason properly without violence and threats to convince a reasonable soul. One does not need a strong arm or weapons of any kind or any other means of threatening a person with death. Yes, the 2 most powerful convicting agents on the face of the earth are the Word of God, which is truth, and the Spirit of God. And there's no way that you can be convicted out of the Word of God and by the Spirit of God unless you hear the Word of God. And the easiest way for you to hear the Word of God is just to pick up your own Bible and begin to read it." As one blogger writes, "In the modern age of radical Islam, context means little, intent nothing, learning less than zero. If a sentence, indeed a mere phrase, can be taken out of context, twisted, manipulated to show an absence of deference to Islam, furor ensues, death threats follow, assassins load their belts. The apologists of the day wring their hands as they try to placate both sides in the apparent hope that the crocodile will eat them last. Islamic leaders can state that Islam is a religion of peace, and that assertion may be true depending on one's definition of peace. Some believe that the only way to peace is to convert the infidels or kill them. Then when all the infidels have been converted or killed, the world will enter into a golden age of peace." Note what Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stated in his address to the UN General Assembly in New York City last week. Quote, from Ahmadinejad, president of Iran, "From the beginning of time, humanity has longed for the day when justice, peace, equality, and compassion envelop the world. All of us can contribute to the establishment of such a world. When that day comes, the ultimate promise of all divine religions will be fulfilled. With the emergence of a perfect human being who is heir to all prophets and pious men, he will lead the world to justice and absolute peace," end of quote. Here is the Muslim prayer that they pray for the appearance of the Grand Mahdi, as he is called in some quarters, or in others call him the 12th Iman. Here's the prayer. "Almighty Lord, I pray to you to hasten the emergence of your last repository, the Promised One, that perfect and pure human being, the one that will fill this world with injustice and peace, the one that will fill this world with justice and peace, not injustice. O Lord, include us among his companions, followers, and those who serve his cause." Note what it says very clearly, a perfect human being. Of course, the day is coming in which Antichrist is going to sit in the temple of God, and that is not to say that it will be from the world of Islam at all. It seems that it will be from false Christianity. But the Bible is very clear when it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 3 and continuing for the next several verses, that the time is coming in which one will sit in the temple of God, saying that he is God, and that he will demand that the peoples of the world worship him, and the peoples of the world are going to worship him, those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You can read that also in Revelation 13, verse 8. President Ahmadinejad has spoken to the world before about his firm belief that the Islamic Mahdi is soon to arise. In today's world, every peace plan depends on some element of force to ensure the peace. The greatest theme song from the lips of world leaders since World War I is peace. But the methodology for peace is fatally flawed. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goes therein shall know no peace. That's what Isaiah writes in Isaiah 59, verse 8, a prophecy for our day. And then the Apostle Paul reiterates this in Romans 3:17, where he writes, "And the way of peace have they not known." When we come back for the next segment of our program, we'll continue to explain why there is such chaos and confusion in the world today and what you can do to have real peace. If you would really like to understand the events that are transpiring in our world today, where chaos and confusion reign supreme, where the god of this world, Satan the devil, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the Apostle Paul writes, saying that if you are blinded, if you're not understanding the truth, if the peoples of the world are not understanding the truth, it's because they've been blinded by Satan the devil, the god of this world. Have you been blinded by the god of this world? Do you know and know that you know the truth of God? The truth that will set you free from fear, ignorance, superstition, and the dogmas of man. We can help you to come to understand the plan, the purpose of God, who God is, what God is, what is His purpose, and who man is, and what is the purpose of humankind. We can send you three publications if you'll call our toll-free number. Those three publications are the Good News Magazine, a magazine of understanding that will help you understand many of the events that are going on in the world today, covering political, economic, social, and religious events. It'll help you grow in your spiritual life. We'll also send you our free Bible study course that takes you through the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation in 12 beautifully designed lessons. And we will also send you the booklet, What is Your Destiny? Why Were You Born? All you have to do to receive the free literature is to call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. And now back to world news and prophecy. As we have seen in the first segment of our program, that chaos and confusion reigns supreme in the hearts of men today, that people are angry, that they're pointing fingers one at another. We're hearing of wars and rumors of war, and all we see today is men rushing to and fro and really not going anywhere when it comes to solving the great problems that face humanity. We're entering that period of time prophesied by the prophet Micah in Micah chapter 7 and verse 2. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. They may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asks and the judge asks for a reward, and the great man, he utters his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman and your visitation comes. Now shall be their perplexity. Are you watching? Are you discerning the signs of the times? He goes on to write, trust you not in a friend, but put you not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of your mouth from her that lies in your bosom. For the son dishonors the father. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Man's enemies are the men of his own house. And we hear more and more of family members killing one another. Over 50% of the homicides in this country are committed by and perpetrated by family members on one another. In view of that, the prophet writes, therefore will I look unto the eternal. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Are you sighing and crying for the abominations that are taking place today? Are you waiting for the God of your salvation? Are you crying out to God that He would intervene? I hope you are. So what is the fatal flaw in the methodology that world leaders seek to implement? Why can't we have peace? As we heard in the first segment of the program, the number one word off the lips of world leaders since World War I has been peace, and it continues to be so today. First of all, they do not recognize, they do not acknowledge the true God. They do not understand who God is, what God is, and what is His purpose. The world is hopelessly divided into various warring factions, especially in the world of religion. The paradox of this is the fact that Satan, the devil, is the author of false religion, lies, and deception. Jesus states in John 8:44 that Satan is a liar, the father of liars, and a murderer. So Satan has set the sons of men against each other so they will become so hopelessly divided that they will eventually become more desperate for peace and security, and that will make them ripe for the appearance of Antichrist, who will come in and force them into a worldwide system that worships him through the beast and false prophet. And he will enforce his rule with great military force. According to Revelation 13, verses 15 through 18, you will be killed if you do not worship him, and you will not be able to buy or sell if you do not receive the mark of the beast. Now back to the fatal flaw in the methodology of world leaders to usher in an age of world peace. The methodology is flawed. They don't understand who the true God is, what is His plan, what is His purpose. They don't really understand who and what man is and why you were created. The fatal flaw is in the very nature of humans apart from the indwelling presence of the Spirit and power of God in their hearts and minds. The two greatest commandments are, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The failure to understand these commandments and to obey them is why humans do not know the way to peace. Peace will never be won through the sword. Peace can only come through coming to understand the nature of God and man. God's nature is permeated by love. God created humans to share in His divine nature, to become sons and daughters in His family. Humans were created in the image of God. This is with regard to form and shape, and with certain mental faculties that are akin to God. But they were not created of the same essence and character of God. Humans were created neutral and without sin, and given the freedom to choose. They could either choose the way of life and listen to their Creator, or choose to listen to Satan the devil, the deceiver who told them one of the first and greatest lies ever told to humanity. Satan said, "You will not surely die if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." If you take to yourself the prerogative of choosing what is good and what is evil, you won't really die, whereas God says, when you do that, you will surely die. God had revealed to the first humans the way to eternal life was through Him and the tree of life. But they chose to listen to Satan, were cut off from the divine essence of God, the Holy Spirit, the tree of life, the only thing that could bridge the great gulf between mortality and immortality. Since the wages of sin is death, the only way humans can be reconciled to God is through someone paying the penalty for their sins. So in due season, because God is love, God sent His only begotten Son into the world so the penalty for sin could be paid and humans could be reconciled to God. After one has been reconciled to God through faith in the sacrifice of Christ, they can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit imparts a new mind and heart in the mind of the believer. This does not change the old nature of man per se. in that the old man is still present, as Paul explains in Romans 7. But the mind of the Spirit, this new mind can rule over the mind of the flesh. Paul writes in Romans 8:13, "For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live." Yes, even after you receive the Spirit of God, there will be a war between that fleshly mind and the new mind, the mind of the Spirit. But you can rule over that fleshly mind. You can obey God. It is only through this process of conversion that humans can come to the point that they are motivated by love instead of fear and hatred of their neighbor. As Paul writes in Romans 8:7, "Because a carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." You can have the new mind that will rule over this mind that is enmity toward God. You can come to the point that you love God with all your heart and mind and your and soul, and you love your neighbor as yourself. At this critical, crucial juncture in human history, Satan has stirred up the nations of the world against God and his anointed. Notice this astounding prophecy in Psalm 2, verse 1. "Why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Eternal." Yes, the time is coming, and you can read of this in Revelation 16:12, in which Satan, the beast, and the false prophet in league together stir up the nations of the world to gather at a place called Armageddon to fight the battle, the great day of God Almighty, because Jesus Christ and the saints are coming again, and the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of God and His Christ, and they are going to rule and reign forever and ever. So the nations make plans against His anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." But he that sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Why are they doing this? It's because they are inspired of Satan, and they do not want God to rule over them. Yes, many are deceived, but many are not deceived. "Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure." And he goes on to say, "I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." And Zion is symbolic. There's a place in Jerusalem, in the environs of Jerusalem, called Mount Zion. But at the same time, the Bible in Hebrews 12:22 tells us that Zion is also symbolic of the church. God is going to intervene in the course of human events. He's not going to sit idly by forever as the sons of men destroy one another as they do the bidding of the god of this world. Men today will sit down somewhere on the face of the earth, and they will discuss the issues of the day. There will be some noble ideas presented, and plans will be drawn up to craft a workable solution to try to solve the storm of problems that beset humanity. And in some cases, some little fruit will be born. But strategies to solve the great issues that have plagued humankind from the Garden of Eden to the present day will not be developed. The strategies will focus primarily on how we can convince so-and-so that they would be better off by joining our side. Or, on the other hand, developing strategies of how to control so-and-so if they don't join our side. But at the end of these discussions, no strategies will be developed that teach us how to love God and our neighbor with greater fervor and zeal. Chaos and confusion will continue to reign until the author of sin and death is rendered of non-effect and placed in the bottomless pit. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 14:33, that God is not the author of confusion. Are you confused about life? Do you blame others for your station in life? It is understandable that you would be confused about life, since there is so much chaos and confusion in the world scene. The peoples of the world are being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You simply don't know who to believe. One day, the so-called latest research tells us that people who are a little overweight actually live longer than those who are thin. The next day, the latest research tells us that even being a little overweight can greatly enhance the probability of premature death. One preacher says that there are several avenues to heaven. Another preacher rightly quotes Acts 4:12, which states that there is only one name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. And at the same time, we see that knowledge is being increased and people are running to and fro, as the prophet Daniel prophesied in Daniel 12 and verse 4. But the bottom line of their learning and running to and fro is summarized by the prophecy by the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, and we're indeed living in perilous times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. The form of godliness, showing up at church and doing good works and that kind of thing, but denying the power thereof, what is that? That means to be transformed in the very image of Jesus Christ, who submitted himself to the will and the way of his Father. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with different lusts. And so, ever increasingly on television, we see more and more shows that are filled with lust and innuendo concerning illicit sexual activity, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Do you know the truth about the great issues of life? Or are you listening to the deceived pundits of the day? You can know the truth, and the truth can set you free from the chaos and confusion that abounds on this earth. You can be set free from fear, ignorance, superstition, and the dogmas of man. All you have to do is pick up your Bible and search the Scriptures daily whether these things be true. And be sure to be tuned to this station at this same time next week for World News and Prophecy. You have been listening to World News and Prophecy. For the free literature offered on this program, a subscription to the Good News Magazine, a magazine of understanding that will help you understand the great issues of the day, and our free Bible study course that will take you through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in 12 beautifully designed lessons, and the booklet, What is Your Destiny?, that will explain to you why you were born, the plan and purpose of God, and the plan and purpose for humanity. All you have to do is call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. And be sure to be tuned to the station next week, this time for World News and Prophecy.